Benny Duval and Cammy Bragg kept the Sea to Skies podium streak alive by riding to third place in the men's U17 and women's U15 pump track challenges, respectively. Duval was in tough against a field full of young American talent, making it to the semifinal before he fell to eventual silver medalist Cohen Bundy. In the end, he managed to disrupt what would have been a United States sweep by outperforming Finn McDermott in the small final as Alex Mollen took victory. Bragg's bid for gold ended courtesy of Piper Grotten from Lanceville, but she rebounded by getting the better of Kiwi Addison Rutherford to secure bronze. Grotten, in turn, was bested by champion Zoe Witwitke of Calgary. It's a second straight piece of Kronkworks hardware for Bragg, who also nabbed Air DH Silver earlier this week. Results roundup. Americans did indeed sweep the U19 pump track podium. Hayden Damon emerged on top, followed by Aiden Parrish and Sam Tuohy, who had previously placed third in Air DH. There were no U19 females in action on Wednesday afternoon, but Matilda Melton chalked up yet another gold medal for the United States and Transition Factory Racing among U17 girls. Kelowna's Tate Prue Royds found the speed for silver, and Isla O'Connor from Kitchener, Ont. Rounded out the top three. Boston Bryant kept the party going for America in the men's U15 contest, defeating Pemberton Sebastian Harrison in the semifinal en route to the top of the podium. Camden Rutherford, Addison's brother, ended up second and Coulter Necht was third. Harrison found himself in fourth after losing to Necht in his small final. Peak News Magazine will have more from Kronkworks Whistler.